Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of In the Hoop, our daily, our weekly, I guess, weekly show of NBA news that we got going on to play. Let's bring in the guy that we were missing, Mr. Scott Cove. What's up, Scott?
How you doing, guys?
Good. How are you?
A little nervous about this game tonight, so.
Yeah.
You should be nervous because you're about to get your ass kicked.
I got something else for him to be nervous about this game too, but we'll get that in a little minute. So,
I just did a big bet with the Astros, so that's number one. That's out of my way. Number two is this is a career defining moment for 30 basketball players and a bunch of coaches if the Celtics win tonight.
Yeah,
that's my feeling about tonight's game. But yeah, I agree. I think Miami is going to finish it off tonight, unfortunately. So,
Wow. Yeah,
that's the way I think. I can't see Jimmy Butler allowing Miami to let them choke away a series.
So let's talk about it here, right? So we got now an interesting series with the Celtics winning the last two games here. Gabe Vincent is expected to play tonight still with the ankle injury that he suffered in that first loss there versus Celtics. So he expected to play tonight. That's going to be a huge uplift for the Heat there. He should, I mean, if he's expected to play, though, he should be, 70% with that ankle probably taped up, you know, Mahomes style with that. So that's going to be the interesting part of it all for it all on that. So with that being said, though, you know, we talked about the betting odds and everything like that with this matchup here. And of course, my screen just shut off. But the Celtics were... They weren't favored again today. I remember that because I did place a bet on them, and that's my worry for you, Scott. Is I placed a bet on the Celtics, and my bets have not been going my way these last 3 days. So, all the grace to you. -140 for the Celtics. They have turned into the money line here as the favorites. -2.5 for the spread, and 209.5 as the over under. Normally, I'd hop on that over under for a betting perspective. But they barely missed they hit 215 the other night. And I believe they were still under last game as well. Yeah. So like I'm going under because if it's on, so they're shooting threes and playing defense, I'm for the Celtics. I think it's under. So
I do as well. I don't think the Celtics can shoot nearly as well tonight from 3-point range as they have the last two games. That's been their key, is hitting the threes. Having energy, momentum. Once they hit those threes, they get energy, you know, build up energy. Yeah. The one key I will say for them is Jason Tatum. If he comes and plays with energy and a lot of passion tonight, it seems to uplift the rest of the team. If he is at all not playing with 100% energy, then the team kind of doesn't play with 100% energy. So it's all up to their star, Jason Tatum, in terms of how this goes tonight.
So before Jason goes here, just a couple things from BetMGM Yahoo Sportsbooks here. Yeah. Miami Heat are 4-1 at home in their last five games in the 2022-2023 playoffs. Mm-hmm. And they're the implied final score from BetMGM here as well. It's Miami 103.5, Boston 106.
Yeah.
So something to think about. The models are showing towards Boston. But JG, tell us, who are we betting on? What are we looking for?
Well, I'm with you, Scott, in terms of Jason Tatum, and he's got to show up again in a big way tonight. Unfortunately for me, my biggest fear for the Celtics is that you're going to get another one of those games where Tatum just pulls that disappearing act in the fourth quarter. We've seen it before. I feel like that scenario is due to play out again. Tanner, you talked about the injuries a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. They've got Malcolm Brogdon and Gabe Vincent listed as game time decisions. Gabe Vincent, as you stated, he is going to play. I think he should have played or could have played in that last game, but I think it was a situation where in some ways, I know they only lost, Miami only lost by 13 points. I think it was a situation where Spoelstra just wanted to punt that game because if you didn't have Gabe Vincent in the lineup, people hear that name, they think, oh, well, that's not a big deal. They should be able to win it without Gabe Vincent. Well, when you're already that shorthanded, right, you haven't had Tyler Hero. You didn't have Oladipo for a long time. So when you're shorthanded like that, Gabe Vincent, who is a guy that can score and a guy that can play defense, that all of a sudden becomes a huge difference when you decide to pull a guy out of the game like that. And that's what's going to make the difference for Miami tonight. And I personally think it was a rest game, but you look at the fact that he didn't even play in that last game. And then you look at Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo combined for 30 points. Mm-hmm. And you didn't have Gabe Vincent. You only lost by 13.
Exactly.
The Celtics got lucky in that game. And I just feel like Miami's heart wasn't really in it because they didn't have all their dogs with them. And they are going to have their dogs this time. Now, in terms of Malcolm Brogdon, that injury is a partially torn tendon in his shooting arm. Mm-hmm. And he only played 8 minutes in that last game for Boston. Yep. I think they've got to throw him out there. Just if they can't, I understand if you don't think he's going to be able to shoot with that torn tendon, that's fine. You got to put him out there for defense. You got to have him in there for 15 to 20 minutes. I just don't see them going into Miami with that 7-man rotation and be able to pull off the win unless you get Brogdon in there specifically for his defense. But yeah, it's funny. We talked about Tyler Hero before. They're saying now that if Miami moves on to the finals, Tyler Hero could very well play in that series. Now, I don't know how rusty he's going to be, but that's going to make it very interesting if they do go on to play Denver. But back to the Celtics, they're virtually unbeatable this year, guys. When they shoot 40% from beyond the arc, they shot 41% in game five. Yeah. Again, part of that was not having Gabe Vincent there defensively. But that's exactly why I think the Celtics are going to lose. They're not going to shoot 40% from three tonight. I think you're going to see some regression there, and that's why I have Miami winning this game. I actually tried to place a bet on Miami on the money line, and I'm sitting here in Oklahoma right now, so I realized after the fact that that was illegal. Probably shouldn't have done that. Hopefully the cops aren't knocking on my door right now in the hotel room, but yeah, I mean, give me some Miami Heat. I mean, they're going to close this thing out in six. A lot of people think that all the pressure is on Boston because they have to win, and that's true. But we all know that Miami has to win this game as well because there's no way in hell they're going to go back to Boston for a game seven and win that game. It's not going to happen. So for me, Miami being at home, they've got to be the more aggressive team tonight because if you're the more aggressive team, you're going to get the calls from the officials. And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. So congratulations to Joe Mazzulla. I know I fired you on the last show. Well, you're rehired, buddy, because you proved that you have a little bit of value there rattling off those two wins in a row. So I am going to rehire Joe Mazzulla after I fired him on the last show, but that's not going to matter until next year, guys. This thing's a wrap. I've got Miami in six. Spoelstra is going to outcoach him tonight.
So, by the way, it doesn't help to go down to Texas. I know Texas is like 20 minutes away for you, Jason.
Yeah.
It's not legalized there either, so, which blows my mind. So, that doesn't help you anyways.
What I heard this morning was that Caleb Martin could be starting for Kevin Love tonight because I think the Spoelstra's biggest question mark now is when the Celtics go smaller and Kevin Love is out there, that is not an optimum lineup for him. So I think look for Caleb Martin to get more minutes, extended minutes. He's totally outplayed Kevin Love in the series. So look for that tonight.
Yeah. We got a comment. He's another there as well on the offensive side of the ball. That guy can score. So yeah, I'm with you there, Scott. Throw him out there.
Yeah.
We got a comment from James Nolan. James, appreciate you commenting in. He goes, Boston wins tonight. Do they win the series, though? You know, if they win tonight, do they pull it out if they win?
Let me just tell you something. If the Celtics win this series, the Boston fan base will be insufferable for the rest of the year because we came back from 3-0 and won the series. as the Red Sox did in 2004. So Miami has to close it out tonight. As JG said, if they do not close it out tonight, I don't give them any shot at winning in Boston in game seven. So,
and I think it's happened, what, like maybe three or four times in the history of the game where a team is down 0-3 and they force a game seven. Yeah. But even in that case, you know, everybody would think that, you know, Boston would win there because they're going to be playing at home. Right. You go back and look at those other four times that that has happened. I haven't looked up the stats. My guess is that, you know, it would have been a scenario where a team like Miami that started out 3-0 probably opened up at home. That's not the case in the series. And I personally think that if Boston somehow pulls this thing out tonight, my money would all be on Boston at that point, because it is so demoralizing when you lose three games in a row like that. If you're Miami and two of those games were on your home court, that is so absolutely demoralizing that I think at that point it's in your head. And I don't know if Miami would be able to recover from that, which is why they're going to leave it all on the floor tonight, because I think, you know, I don't know what you guys think about this. I think Boston wins the series if they're able to steal this game tonight.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree too.
On their side too, you know.
And to be honest, I think they win the title if they win the series, because I think the Celtics are a little bit more talented than Denver. And I think the series, the Celtics have the home court advantage in the finals if they go.
Yeah.
Over Denver. So that's huge in terms of, you know, they don't have to win in Denver. Yeah, they don't have to win in Denver. They can just win their four games at home and win the series.
I mean, we saw how Boston did the first game.
They're terrible at home in the playoffs.
I don't think it necessarily says anything right now.
No. So to me, the Celtics win the series, they're probably going to win the championship. That's what I think.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, because they match up very well with Denver.
Yeah.
And like you said, if in fact that's the case, if they have home court against Denver, then you're not really worried about the altitude so much, but they certainly have the athletes that can keep up with Denver.
Yes, no doubt.
Yeah, definitely. Another couple comments here came into play. Mr. Twofold is out here. Why does it look like he's being held against his will in a Motel 6 somewhere outside of Muskogee, Oklahoma?
You know, you guys are lucky that I finally got rid of my potato phone and I upgraded to 5G here. That's the only reason that I can pull this thing off. But no, this is slightly nicer than a Motel 6. But yeah, it's not too shabby up here, down here in Thackerville. I can go ahead and tell you where I'm at, because this place is so huge that I don't think you guys would be able to find me anyway in this casino.
I don't think so either. Nope. Twofold also says, been a while since I've seen 80s flannel wallpaper. Also, howdy, fellas. Twofold, welcome into the show. Appreciate you, buddy.
Twofold.
Oh, I love that guy. Cracks me up every time I see a comment, I tell you.
The most loyal listener in the history of the sports buffoons.
That's very true, too. Very true. Right next to AC there. for that. Man, that's insane. You know, so look at the projected lineups, guys, just so you know the starting projected lineups for this game, because it is so big. Marcus Smart, Jalen Brown, Tatum, Al Horford, and Robert Williams is the projected lineup, starting lineup. They still haven't announced it yet. Official. Yeah. And they got Kevin Love on the Heat with Lowry, Strus, Butler, Love, and Adebayo. So, guys, like, who – okay, let's back it up here. Without Jimmy and without Tatum here, JG, who on each team needs to step up today to win for their team? Not Tatum and not Jimmy Butler.
All right, well, if you take out those two guys, for Miami – honestly, when you're playing at home, it could be anybody. I mean, it could be Bam Adebayo. It could be Caleb Martin. It could be Gabe Vincent, even if he's only like 80%. But it's probably going to be one of those guys. However, if you're Boston, 100% it's got to be Jalen Brown, because you're not going to expect as much from your role players going on the road in a hostile environment in a must-win game six. And so It, for me, Jaylen Brown is the guy, 100% on the Celtics, has to show up in a big way. He's got to give him at least probably 25 points. But on Miami, I think it could be a group of guys, but most likely it's probably going to be Gabe Vincent, Bam Adebayo, or Caleb Martin.
Who needs to step up between those three?
Well, I mean, it's got to be Gabe Vincent for me because he's a point guard. He runs the show, and I think that's the guy that they were missing the most in that game five because they missed his defense and they missed his scoring ability. So I don't think when you're Miami, you're playing at home, you don't necessarily have to have exactly one or two guys show up because I think you can get more of a team contribution for them. But yeah, I mean, Bam Adebayo has got to at least give you what 20 and 10, I would say for Bam in this game. Yeah. But the thing about Bam is, you could have a bunch of guys show up offensively. The only thing you need Bam for is his rim protection and just to be a dog, absolute dog on defense. If he only gives me like 18 and 10, I'm good with that. If he physically dominates them on the defensive side of the floor.
Yeah.
I like that. Scott, what do you got?
So I think Miami's going to try to get Bam off early here and establish him down low. But I think what's going to end up happening is it's going to become a perimeter shooting game, which in the case of that, Max Strus from Miami becomes really huge for them. Can he stick a couple threes early and stabilize Miami if Butler is slow to get going and Bam can't get going? So I would say Strus on Miami. I would say for the Celtics, Jaylen Brown definitely, but I'd say the second guy you look for is Robert Williams. Mm-hmm. And can he down low make his presence felt that can affect Miami's driving to the basket and kicking, or can he block Bam shots down low and not allow Bam to get going? If Bam does not get going, Miami's going to have to hit a lot of threes tonight, in my mind, to win this game. So I think Robert Williams could be the X factor for the Celtics tonight. But Jaylen Brown, make no mistake, he's going to have one of those 25-point and 8-10 rebound type of games tonight.
I like that. I like that. For me, guys, it's all about downloading second chance points, being able to get that your guys the ball. It's going to be Bam and Robert Williams for me. You got to be able to get these guys second chance. You saw the Celtics do it really well in the final few games against the Sixers, and they've been being able to do it actually in the last couple of games against the Heat. Get your guys the chance opportunity, let them shoot it, but make sure you get them chance opportunity, and you can beat this Heat team down low. I think Robert Williams, Al Horford, especially combined, along with Tatum coming down, like you can beat this team down low. You got Bam and Kevin Love. Kevin Love's nothing of his old self on this part. So I just see the down low game being the most important. Not necessarily the scoring, more of the second chance points of it. So
yeah.
Real quick here before we get out of here, guys, let's get your thoughts here on this Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, whole LeBron James shenanigans. JG, do you want to give that full story?
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think Scottie Pippen went on a podcast and said that, just to kind of paraphrase it, that before Michael Jordan was on a full, like a really good team, you know, with Pippen and Rodman or Horace Grant, that he was basically trash. I mean, he didn't use that exact word, but that's kind of how it came off. And so my whole thing with that is like, Scottie Pippen has said things like this before, very similar things, just kind of trash Michael Jordan. And it's kind of funny to me.
He did in the last games too, which just blew my mind.
He did.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, who keeps paying this guy? He's making money off of it for sure.
Headlines,
I know he came out with a book.
Headlines.
Came out with a book, and he was trying to promote his book there for a while by talking more shit on Jordan. And I'm just like, you know, I understand people, they've got to figure out a way to make their money. You know, we're all on that same boat. But, you know, I'm of the opinion that you shouldn't have to trash another guy to accomplish that. I mean, if you're just out trying to make money, I mean, that's kind of a bad way to do it. I mean, just kind of makes Scottie Pippen look bad, to be all honest, because we all know he's full of shit. And you know, I'm sure there's still probably what do we have now, guys? 30% of the public thinks that LeBron James is the greatest player of all time, when you have 70% still think that it's Jordan.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, man, it just goes to show you that the old saying is true. When you're on top of the mountain, you're going to have everybody try to take you down. And that's, unfortunately, that's what Scottie Pippen has been trying to do all these years. And, you know, whether it's just trying to make money or whether he's got another motive, it's just kind of sad to me. But yeah, I'm sure he's making a little bit of money off of that. But, you know, at some point you got to get over it, man. You got to get over it. And Scottie was a top 50 player of all time, and nobody can take that away. You know, hopefully he just, I hope that he didn't run out of money, because when you run out of money, you start to do things like that where you'll do anything, you'll say anything just to make a quick buck. And I hope that that's not happened in this scenario with Scottie.
When Michael Jordan stepped aside and scratches his itch to play baseball, did the Bulls win a title that year? No, they did not. Okay. When Michael was in Chicago, I remember him playing up here in 86, scored 63 against the Celtics, when the Celtics were one of the best teams ever in the NBA. Michael Jordan did not have the players around him he had in the 90s with Pippen, Kukoc, Cartwright, you know, all those guys, B.J. Armstrong. Steve Kerr was another guy that was on those teams. Scottie Pippen needs to get over this. He just needs to end this. It needs to stop. Michael Jordan is the greatest player in NBA history, in my mind. No questions about it. Now, when people compare LeBron and Jordan, a lot of people didn't see Jordan play in the 90s. They only have seen LeBron, and that's why they say LeBron's the greatest. But Scottie Pippen needs to stop it. I mean, he's getting really old really fast. I mean, as Tanner said, the 30 for 30, he trashed Jordan in that too. Yeah. So, it's like, I mean, the last dance, whatever it was. So, he's probably getting paid. JG's ready. Somebody's probably paying him to say this stuff behind the scenes. He's probably getting a check someplace.
I got a theory on this.
He helped Scottie Pippen become the player that Scottie Pippen is.
Correct.
Right now. Or he was in the NBA. So get over it, man.
Yeah. So twofold real quick. Someone proxy bet Denver in 5 for me. He says Pippen was pretty a legend in NBA Jam, so I believe he was pretty good or pretty decent. Yeah, man, he was really good in NBA Jam. Yeah. I know about this for sure.
Yeah,
he was definitely good. So I mean, he was good. Don't get me wrong, top 50, like Jason said, you know, but not. I don't think worthy of saying the difference between MJ and LeBron. All right, so here's my theory. Here's my crazy theory for this whole situation. Every time he's trashed MJ, what he does is, he calls MJ a couple days before, and it's like, MJ, I got an idea. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna trash you, okay? But I want to try to like promote something and everything like that. And MJ is like, yeah, I love it. Do it, because one, it makes Scottie look stupid. Two, Scottie gets money, and he helped a guy get money. Three, his name's back in the conversation as the GOAT, and nobody forgets it. So I think it's just MJ on the side who's actually paying him, and it's just like, hey, go be stupid. Go ahead, go do it. And I'll pay you money. You'll get more money. And then my name's still living out. So I think it's a genius marketing move for an MJ.
Yeah, doesn't Pippen like go away for like months on end? And then all of a sudden he comes out. And I wonder if Michael Jordan's booking these appearances for him. And he's just saying, this is what I'm doing. I'm going on this. And this is what I'm going
to
say.
Like, so, you know, LeBron, you know, all of a sudden wins, you know, goes to the conference finals. And MJ is probably like, I got to get my name back out there. Hey, Scotty, think you can talk some shit? All right, man, here's 100. Boom. There's your appearances. Name's back in the public. I bet you Kobe would do the same damn thing, you know, with Shaq or you know, Kwame, or was it Kwame Brown right now just talking crap to Shannon Sharp? That's hilarious.
It is.
Scrub Missouri players talking crap.
Tanner, that's a very interesting conspiracy theory, but all I know is I went to Michael Jordan's Hall of Fame induction, and he totally promoted Scottie Pippen and all of his teammates, and everybody, A lot of people hated his Hall of Fame induction speech, but he actually promoted his teammates. I mean, I was there, I saw it, and yeah, he trashed a lot of other guys, but I mean, he was all about his teammates in that speech. And so, mm-hmm. yeah, I mean, you might be onto something there, because Michael Jordan, in case you guys know, in case you don't know, he has all of the money.
Okay? Yes.
Jordan has all of the money. So he could be helping a brother out there. I'm kind of with you on that.
Hey,
Scotty.
I never know him to talk crap on his teammates. I know him to talk crap on his opponents, but he's never talked crap on his teammates that I'm aware of. So that's, yeah. I'm just throwing it out there. That's all it is. I think it's an MJ move.
I like that theory. It's very possible that Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen are in this in cahoots together. And
how great would that be to come out, like, you know, 10 years later, like, oh, by the way, MJ just making genius moves again. There it is.
The secret phone calls of Michael Jordan to Scottie Pippen come out.
Leaked. Oh, man. All right, guys. Well, let's give it a call here. There's a great game on tonight, so make sure you guys check it out. You know, we might see a game 7. We'll have to see next week. We'll be back, and we'll be – I mean, we should be talking finals by then. So actually knowing who's there and, you know, see what goes down. So, everybody, have a fabulous, fabulous weekend, Memorial weekend. Thank you to those that have served. And, you know, go have a barbecue, drink a beer on them. Let's have fun time. So everybody have a fabulous weekend. We'll chat with you guys next weekend. See you guys.